Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mo with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Quiglin. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holthus with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Gannon Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom show presented by the Kansas Lottery, Green Bay.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah, it's a big night tonight in the Chiefs Kingdom. With our Chiefs Kingdom show, we're at one of our hottest locations, a sellout crowd at 64th Street. Yeah, hear the drums beating as it's a big week. We're at 64th Street in the Northland. Santa Claus is here tonight, everybody. Yeah, looks like Coach Reed, the big red coach with the big red mustache, is here tonight. We'll hear from Coach Reed in a second, but a huge sellout crowd here tonight in the Northland, 64th Street. We can wedge you in if you're listening to us and want to pull in the neighborhood. We are just west of I-29 on your way to the airport, one of our most energetic locations, and a great crowd here tonight. Welcome to our Chiefs Kingdom show, and this score just in, Chiefs 26, the Los Angeles Rams 10. Yeah. 9-2 are your Kansas City Chiefs, the number one team in the AFC after 11 weeks. A couple of things to think about here. One, and the biggest news of that game last night, Patrick Mahomes, with that victory, his 59th victory, he is the winningest quarterback in NFL history in his first 75 games. That is huge. Think of all of the quarterbacks that have ever played in the National Football League. I don't know, Sid Luckman, all the way up to Tom Brady. Fill them all in. Roger Staubach, Troy Aikman, all of them. None of them had more wins in their first 75 games than your quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. And yes, he does have a Super Bowl already. And yes, he's already been Super Bowl MVP and NFL MVP, and he's zeroing in on another one with an incredible season. So, big night there. Also, it was the 15th consecutive victory over an NFC team. That is huge. All right. And also, it was Mahomes' 26th consecutive victory in November and December. That is huge. get this one. It is the best streak in any 2 months by any quarterback in National Football League history to get 26 straight in November and December. We are in a special time with a special team. And then, well, and here's another one. 10 receivers caught passes against the Rams. 9 receivers had first downs in the game. You can go a long time and go a lot of places and never see that again. That is huge. But on the defensive side, oh, I don't know, Nick Bolton, another double-digit tackle performance, 11 tackles in that game, and his second consecutive game with an interception. And Lecharius Sneed with a big-time interception and 7 tackles. When you get that done, it's time to put the hammer down. Absolutely. And this is a big week. And we got hammers out here. The Redcoaters are here with hammers along with Puppet Lady, who's back there ready for this game. People are fired up for this one, I'm just telling you, right here. And we've got first-time Ipswich Angels here tonight. Like, it's, yes, nice hangover. Got it. I don't know who's hungover the most, the Rams or the Bengals, but I don't know. The Bengals are fighting hard. They come back. But we got a special show for you. By the way, it's the Bengals. If you're not fired up for this game, you don't have a pulse. Because it's in the same calendar year of January, right? We're getting ready to end November, start December. You have to go back to the ancient days of January to remember a loss in Cincinnati in the early part of January. And then, of course, the AFC Championship game. Boo on that. Boo. So our battle cry tonight for our sellout crowd here of all of this energy. This week, I will quote the great philosopher of our time, Bill Belichick. He of the great comedian. He's got his own comedy tour, who said at one time, and this is on three, we're going to have Bill Belichick lead our battle cry this week. On three, one, two, three, it's on to Cincinnati. I'm not going to talk about chili tonight. We're going to stay out of that argument. But I don't like the Cincinnati chili. We'll just leave it at that. A great show for you tonight. Very soon, we're going to hear from Andy Reid. We've got, again, people joining us tonight from the Phoenix area. They are joining us tonight on Messenger. So we've got people that are joining us electronically all across the nation. So it's awesome to have those folks join us as well on the largest network in the National Football League. We'll hear from Coach Reid, and my special guest tonight is Orlando Brown Jr., the 3-time Pro Bowl left tackle. A reminder, score big savings. When you get 26 points against one of the top defenses in the league, you can score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. The day or night after a game, a lot of you here in the crowd have taken advantage of this. A fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score, 26, based on the amount you spend. If the Chiefs score 26 points, like last night, you save 26 cents a gallon with any $26 purchase. Did I get that right? Yes. The more we score, the more you save. Also, check out the Kingdom Bundle. My favorite, the Kingdom Bundle, 4 burgers, 4 chops, 4 brats, 4 chicken breasts, all for just $30. So make sure you check that out. So when we come back, we're going to hear from Big Red himself, Andy Reid, as we get ready to, on three, 1, 2, 3, on to Cincinnati. And we're going to take care of the Bengals and get a little revenge. We'll be back with head coach Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Holmes in the shotgun at the left hash mark. In motion, Jody Fortson right to left. Fake handoff to Pacheco. Backing up further is Mahomes. Guns it over the middle. Caught. 20-yard line into 15-yard line. Angling near side with the block. 10-5. Kelce stretches out for the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce. 39-yard touchdown. Deep middle. And a great run after the catch by the best tight end in National Football League history.
Welcome back here to our Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight. We're at 64th Street. Orlando Brown Jr. will be with me in just a few minutes. We're near the National Golf Courses. If you want to get off on your way to the airport, I-29, west of I-29 here at this Hy-Vee on 64th Street in the Northland. And with me now, not only the winningest head coach in Kansas City Chiefs history, but we're going to start congratulations on having the most wins of any Chiefs coach at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
Well, appreciate that. Humble.
Yeah. Well, you work so hard. Danan Hughes, this is an old special teams guy. He would think of it. He goes, does that count the two wins he had as a Philadelphia Eagles coach? On the, I remember those two games.
Yeah.
Put those on the total as well. But congrats there. But my theme tonight and my questioning kind of deals, after watching the video, is action, reaction, and the ability to respond positively. And the first guy that comes to mind here is Sky Moore. For him to come roaring back and hit that wheel route that really got the ball started, what did that tell you about him in responding to a challenge and coming back and being really tough in this game?
Yeah, listen, I was proud of him. We put him in this position where, he had not been a punt returner, but we were in need of one. And so we've kind of tried to force the issue with him. It hasn't worked quite as well as he wants or we want. So, but for him to be confident enough to come back and make a big play after that, as mad as he was at himself, he felt like he let the team down and I'm sure had flashbacks of that Colts game. So he came back and did a nice job.
The other nice job is you had eight guys that had multiple targets, 10 guys had catches, but Coach, 9 of those guys had first down catches. What does that do as you continue to grow the offense into December?
Yeah, so that's important. First downs are kind of key to the whole thing, and then touchdowns in the red zone, which we've got to do better with. So we'll go back and work on that. We thought we could run the ball a little bit down there, and it didn't work quite as well as we hoped. But that's all of us. That's the play call at that time, and maybe the scheme of the run game, and then the other part is just execution when given an opportunity. So we all can go back and learn from that. But from inside or outside the 20, there it was real good football.
And I want to follow up there. Isaiah Pacheco, back-to-back running games, just excited to see how he grows. But you hit him on the angle route on the 17-yarder on that kind of tricky motion. Hey, we're going to – nope, he didn't come all the way back. But just that play for Isaiah to add that to his package moving forward.
He's got real good hands. He just hasn't had a ton of opportunities there to show that. But he's a good catcher, and that was a good read by him. That's a read route. So he knew he had the leverage there, and there was nobody inside of that. So he took advantage of it. But now that helps his package grow there.
And you dial up Ronald Jones, the 20-plus yard play. It reminded me of the play he scored on us when he was a Buccaneer back in 2020 in the COVID year. But just the fact that that and his power, his ability to catch that and make a chunk play for you.
Yeah, that was big. That was good for him. He ran hard, and I think things were fast. I mean, the first time you get into a game, and you've been, you got to kind of get caught up with the speed of the game. So, but he had productive yards and on his carries, and then he had that nice catch.
Another guy I want to bring up in this theme of action, reaction, and responding positively is Nick Allegretti. Joe Tooney, I know he wanted to go 107 straight games, but he can't, so Allegretti goes. What about Nick's play overall?
Nick played well. There are a couple plays he'd like to have back, but for the most part, I thought he did a nice job against arguably the either one or two best players in the National Football League. I mean, I'm not going to slight Chris Jones here because he played pretty well too.
Nick's block at the goal line to get Pacheco the touchdown, because it looks like he got a pancake there to get Pacheco in there. How big was that for Nick to get that done along with Creed?
Yeah, no, that was a good football play. And a nice score for, I think it's the second score he's had, so that was a nice job.
I want to ask you, too, you mentioned this Rams defense all week long. I mean, they're top five in most of the major categories. They had not given up 20-plus plays. You got 5 20-plus plays in this game, and they only had 19% pressures. It was their lowest pressure rate of the entire season. What about the rest of the offensive line? We're going to have Orlando Brown Jr. here very soon. but their ability to handle that terrific front of the Rams.
Yeah, I thought the offensive line did a nice job. I mean, they controlled that. I thought Orlando played good football, and as did the rest of his guys there. I really thought they came out with a good attitude, and they knew the challenge that was ahead of them, and they stepped up to it. That is a good defense, and their offense has been banged up a little bit, but their defense is pretty whole there. So they, for the offense to move the ball like they did, I thought was a tribute to them.
Flip over on the defensive side, staying on the same theme of action, reaction, ability to respond positively. Legarius Sneed getting that pick to get the ball right back. But how he has grown, especially in that slot corner position, because, I mean, he's getting up there about top three or four in the league in that spot.
Yeah, he's as good as they come at that nickel spot. So, and he's a good corner, too. I'm not going to slight him on that. But that was a heck of a play by him, and we were up by a couple scores, but that put it to rest basically there. So it changed any momentum that they might have had going forward. And that was a real positive thing for us.
He told me after the game, Coach, I said, I asked him about it, and he said, well, I'd seen it before. Like, he studies and learns. So technique's one thing, but what about a guy like that, where he's at in his career, to learn that facet of the game, of seeing it, whether it's preparing on video or during a game?
Yeah, that nickel spot is a tough spot, and you have to study if you're going to be good at it. For him to be as good as he is at it, there's a lot of hours that go into it, and he's smart to start with, and then he's very willing to put in those hours and not take any shortcuts.
Another guy I want to ask you about is Brian Cook. So with Thornhill's injury, again, action, reaction, ability to respond positively, how did Brian Cook respond in the role where he's now thrust in to be the guy?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of confidence in him, and he even though he's a young guy, he's very mature in how he goes about his job, and loves to play the game, and is a good secure tackler. So we have confidence in him that he would step in and do a nice job, which he did.
And two of the guys I want to ask you about is one, Frank Clark, who looked like he was willing to do some of the dirty work in this game and was occupying blockers. And then just Nick Bolton. It's almost like every week, 11 tackles, he gets another pick. And just how Nick Bolton is emerging into maybe one of the top linebackers in this league.
Yeah. So Frank is playing really good football. He had the couple game hiatus there, but he's back and right where he left off. So he loves playing, and he plays very well. And then Nick, I mentioned after the game, I mean, I have a hard time believing anybody's playing better than him at that position. His instincts are phenomenal. He works hard at making sure he has all the calls down with all the defenses that we run, and he's a good leader. So, and really a very special tackler. I mean, he doesn't miss very often, so he's pretty accurate with all that.
How was Patrick last night, in your opinion? I'm just so proud of him in what he's been able to do to just stack up. He's the winningest quarterback now in the National Football League in history in his first 75 games. But the adjustment and the growth he's made this year specific could be maybe easily overlooked by fans.
Yeah, he's doing a great job with his leadership, which is important, and takes a lot of responsibility for his game. He's trying to make every play a productive play, which gets him in a little bit of trouble down in that red zone. But he's aware of it, and that's half the battle. I mean, he knows, and he talked about it yesterday after the game, and so he'll clean that up and take care of business there. But I mean, he's putting together these games that are phenomenal. I never get used to it. I appreciate it, every one of them, and how he goes about his business. And I think that's important, that people understand, which I think they do, understand how special he is as a football player.
And again, backed up at the four, he throws it into the great throw into halves coverage where he hits Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I'm like, I don't want to take those throws for granted. Seemingly mundane, but not very many guys in this league can make that throw.
No, really. He had that one and the one to Sky Moore. I mean, those were touch phenomenal, phenomenal throws. And the one backed up, you know, that shows you how much confidence he has in his ability to do that.
One thing you keep talking about, and I'm going to, it's a global question here, but I thought this, the average margin of victory in this league right now is the lowest it has been since 1932. We saw more craziness again yesterday, may see it tonight. Just where this league is at as you go in and attack December.
Yeah, so the league has strived. This is the owners and commissioner. They've strived for parity to give every city an opportunity to win. And they've done that now to a point where the margin of winning is like one score. And it's that's the lowest it's ever been. I mean, it's just it's crazy how many games are determined by one score, one touchdown or less. That truly does give everybody a chance. And so as a team, you have to understand that. And there's 17 weeks here that you have to understand that every one of those is important as the next. That's another reason I'm proud of our team. I mean, that for what they did against the Rams, sitting in between what is perceived to be two big games, the Charger game and then the Cincinnati game, and the Rams being in a position where they've been banged up a little bit, the guys didn't take that lightly. But if you can maintain that attitude all the way through the season, good things are going to happen for you. So it's important that we do that and finish this season the right way.
Before we close here, I want to ask you about the next, because hearing you say that, it reminds me of Cincinnati's season. They're 7-4, but three of their losses have been by, you know, minuscule margins, less than one score. They started 0-2, which kind of got everybody. But this now looks like the Cincinnati team we saw last January twice.
Sure, and then they'll get chased back, and but that's what you love about the NFL. You love these challenges, and they're a good football team, and this is why we do what we do. We want them to have everybody and be strong, you know, with their team. So when you go in there, it's just it's a great fight, and so that's, you know, that's what we're going to prep for this week, and you know, take that to Cincinnati and get ready to play.
You've always been like that, though. You've changed the kingdom in their thinking, because people think, well, hey, I hope this guy's out or that guy out. We might have an advantage. You're just the opposite. Has that always been a part of you, or did you grow into that through your coaching and playing career?
Yeah, well, I just think it's, I wish everybody could be healthy. So, I mean, that's how you evaluate or can be evaluated as a team. And so you don't want anything to be left undone. We want our best guys against their best guys, and let's go play hard and good football and see who ends up on top. I think that's important.
And it's awesome. Well, thanks for being with us tonight. Let's go get the Bengals and stay in that one position in the AFC.
Good, 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 good. Thanks.
All right.
And then, Mitch, hi to those redheads, too.
They're here. They're here in force. Head coach Andy Reid, thanks for being with us. When we come back, Orlando Brown Jr. Again, we're at the Hy-Vee on 64th Street in the Northland near the National Golf Complexes. We'll be back after this year listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Kansas City first down and goal to go at the 3, leading 13-3, well into the third quarter. Noah Gray in motion behind Mahomes. Hand off Pacheco, plunging into the line. Pacheco, touchdown! Kansas City! Pacheco, his second rushing touchdown of his rookie season, plunging into the line for 3 yards.
Isaiah. Isaiah Pacheco with that touchdown. And a terrific game for him yesterday. The rookie running back continues to soar following the blocking of a terrific offensive line. A reminder, we are at the Hy-Vee on 64th Street in the Northland, just west of I-29. We can wedge you in here with this sellout crowd. A reminder, Chiefs fans, you can swipe. When you swipe your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card, you're automatically entered to win great perks. And you'll be, if you do it now, between now and December 31st, you'll be entered to win a trip for two to the big game in February. Oh, yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is a special treat tonight because we have a young man with us tonight who has been to the last three Pro Bowls, and he is an NFL legacy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chiefs left tackle, Orlando Brown Jr.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Boomer.
We got some of those around here, too. It is awesome to have you here tonight. A little different than doing the Zoom call yesterday, or last year, I should say, but it's awesome to have you here. Let's just go quickly review over yesterday because the Rams are not having the season they want, but that defense is still intact.
Yeah.
And that's still Aaron Donald. Yep. I mean, that's still Leonard Floyd. That's still Jalen Ramsey. Yep. What about facing those guys yesterday and what you're able to do against them?
Yeah, man, I tell you what, I'm very sore today. that's a really good front. They, as you noted, man, I mean, they've got two first ballot Hall of Famers on that defense, and Aaron Donald himself, man, is very special. But I mean, that was a hard fought game.
And you need to know this. The Rams' pressure rate in that game last night, or yesterday afternoon, was 19%, the lowest all year for that great defense of the Los Angeles Rams. That's got to be something that the O-line can feel good about.
Yeah. You know, we take a lot of pride in protecting Pat. And, you know, obviously, man, protection is an 11-man operation as far as receivers getting open, Pat getting the ball out on time, us picking up blitzes, running backs being involved. So it's a testament to everybody collectively, you know, and the coaches as well.
And right now, this just in, the Chiefs have only allowed 17 sacks all season in 11 games. Only the Cowboys have allowed fewer with 14. That is huge.
Well,
that's awesome, man.
Is. No, it is. It is, man. Coach Andy Heck is, you know, our offensive line coach here in KC, and he's been around and been in the business for a long time. And he stays on us consistently, you know, in preparation throughout the week, knowing our opponent, knowing our assignments and within the scheme. And, you know, Cree's done a great job supporting us and tending us in the right direction. And like I said, man, it's just everybody playing really well together as a collective unit.
Now, yesterday, so offensive lines are like orchestras. They are best as talking, working together.
Yep.
Your Creed's in the middle of it, right?
Yep.
You're over – what section are you in? You in the brass section, like playing trumpet or trombone?
Yeah, I'm the tuba guy, you
tuba.
Can say.
We got the right guy playing tuba. But the guy next to you, let's say playing trombone, is usually Joe Tooney. 107 straight games. Joe couldn't go.
Yeah.
Nick was on your shoulder. Yes. Yep. How did that go?
Man, Nick came in and did a great job. You know, it's always hard in this league, man. You know, obviously being a reserve and then coming in these situations, especially against someone like Aaron Donald. But Nick came in and handled his own.
It was great. And I loved so when I watch you guys, it's watching the video the day after doing play-by-play, I got to follow the football.
Yeah.
There's times I actually just chuckle at you guys. Yeah. I'll see you pancake somebody or Trey goes and gets somebody. But Nick got a pancake on the touchdown by Pacheco.
Yeah, he did. He did, man. He just came through. I forgot who he finished, but it was one of the nose tackles or the linebackers, man. But Nick plays hard. You know, he's got that wrestling background, and he's a tough guy from Chicago.
It was awesome to see it. That was huge. But when you get an O-line doing that and Isaiah Pacheco goes in for a touchdown from 3 yards out and then you protect Patrick Mahomes like with your life, like Orlando Brown Jr. does, you're able to put the hammer down, baby. That's what I'm saying. Bring in the hammer with 57 getting ready to go play the Cincinnati Bengals, something you know about. You played in the same division with them.
Yep.
It's going to be your seventh game against these guys.
Yep.
What about getting ready this week?
Yeah, man, it's another hard-fought one. They got a good four-man front. I know my matchup specifically is a really good one. Man, we're looking forward to it. We owe these guys.
And crazy. Yes, we do owe these guys. Yeah. I'm fired up for this game because the battle cry this week actually comes from Bill Belichick. It is on three. One, two, three. On to Cincinnati. See, we're ready tonight.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
You got
it.
You're foaming at the mouth for this game. But last year, I got to bring – so I'm usually I'm down on the field with, doing the field pass show, but cause it was COVID weird last year. But I'm watching you warm up, and then, okay, I've got to get ready for the pregame, you know, biological function, so I'm ready to go. And they go, Orlando's out. I said, no, he's not. I just watched him warm up. It was 20 seconds ago. He's no, you can't go. That was strange last year.
Yeah, no, it was strange, man. I've never missed a game in my career up until that point, high school, college, or the pros. And it was just something weird. I don't know. It was a calf strain. And, man, it was just like I don't even know what happened specifically. As you said, I was warming up while it happened. So it was just really out of the ordinary.
But, I mean, then Lucas goes down and Joe's got up. But anyway, that's old business, man. Yeah. It's new business this week in getting after the Cincinnati Bengals. But just how much fun are you guys having? We had Creed on a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. But you guys together in this offense, just how much fun does it seem to be? Because it seems like you guys are having fun.
So much fun, man. So much fun. I feel like, especially the way the play designs and the calls have been coming in throughout a game, especially, I feel like specifically since San Francisco, man, we've been able to hit our stride specifically up front. And, man, it's been so much fun. Just seeing Pat get the ball out of there, Travis scoring touchdowns, Juju breaking off big catches and big runs, Pacheco having these big runs and 22 carries in the game, man. I mean, we're having a whole lot of fun out there.
I'm waiting for someone to hand you the ball so you can spike it. Have you talked to anybody about it?
Yeah, man. I'm willing to bet money. I got the best spike on the team.
Well, let's do it. I mean, let's go.
I'm with you, man.
I'm with you. It's just like, let's do this. Like Isaiah or, I don't know, Jarek or Kels. Kels will do it.
Yeah, he will.
I mean, he's got 1,000 touchdowns. What's 1,001? You know what? I'll talk to him. I said, give it to Zeus. Let him pop it. Because who wants to see the spike from Orlando Brown Jr.?
Yeah. You might have to pull that out this week.
The people have spoken, right? The Chiefs Kingdom have spoken. Speaking of that and speaking, there is a rumor that you do a really good impersonation of Patrick.
Who told you that?
I got my sources.
Who told you that?
I got my sources. So let's back it up a second. Yeah. Who wants to hear the Patrick Mahomes? See? It's give and take. Just told Kelsey we want to hand the ball to Orlando Brown Jr. to spike it. Now the people have spoken again. They want to hear the Patrick impersonation. Let's back it up a second.
Okay.
Patrick in the huddle, what's he like?
Oh, man, Pat's great. It's a lot of energy. I specifically going back to last year when there's 13 seconds left, we're getting ready to take the field when we're playing Buffalo. And, you know, him and Trav are talking and Tyreek are communicating. And, you know, he comes in the huddle and he's like, O-line, we need you here. Step up as much as you can.
That's awesome.
But he's great in the huddle, man. I love playing with Pat.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so now he's going to get the play call. So, you know, Big Red's looking at the laminated sheet. EB's calling it in on the phone. And now you guys are going, what are we going to run? And, okay, do you want to have that play call or do you want to have another one? What are you going to call? Okay, so here we got. Now, let's go there. He's telling you this. Now give us the play call.
Oh, man. Pat, I don't remember the play call specifically.
Just make one up.
Probably was gun west right. 2 jet scat, Z divide, Y follow.
That's the best. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
You ever done it to him?
Kind of. Kind of.
Like when? You got to, I mean.
Yeah, at his bachelor party. Yeah, bachelor party.
Were you the comedian at that thing, I'm thinking?
Yeah, I was definitely a goofball the whole time we were out there.
That's like, so you do stand-up comedy? That's like a second.
You know, that would be funny professor to go into, man.
You could do it. We'd all come to the show, right?
Yeah, that's great.
So, has Patrick ever, like, chewed you out?
Man. What's crazy about Pat that I would say is he's got that Michael Jordan-esque leadership to him. And, you know, obviously as a fan you may not see that side of him just because, you know, it's more so, you know, we got helmets on and all those different things. It's not like basketball. But, I mean, Pat's in everyone's ear. You know what I mean? And he's going to get the best out of you while you're out there. But he's never chewed me out, though.
Okay. So let's say that. Give me the intensometer, Pat.
He's just been pressured, but he gets, you know, he gets rid of the ball to Kelce. It's a 40-yard gain, and but now he's like intensometer Pat. What would he tell you with first and 10 at the 17-yard line?
Ooh,
we got to punch it in here.
I'm telling you. Don't do that around Brittany. She'll be confused. She's expecting a child. You know, that's awesome. Kels has got to get in on this too, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Like, have you done this in front of Kels for?
Probably, yeah. I probably have, yeah.
Okay. It's outstanding. I wonder if he does it in Orlando Brown Jr. impersonation.
I don't know, man. I feel like I got a different voice. You know what I mean? But it's not like Patch though.
Have you ever cracked up in the huddle?
Oh, a funny moment in the huddle. It's been a few funny moments, man. Trav talks a lot of trash out there. And, man, I can't say specifically what he said, but it's been a few times that Trav has made a few comments. And, yes, I've chuckled to myself a little bit.
And the other guy is like Trey Smith. Trey, like, right? So it's the Tennessee game, and he's out there with what's-his-nose, like, and you're going, wait a minute, you're stirring the guy up. So what's Trey like? Let's walk through each guy. What's Wiley like in a huddle, right, Tim?
So Wiley is a very fiery guy as well, man. You know, obviously he's somebody that got his job, you could say, undrafted free agent, you know, from Michigan, went to a small school, came in as a guard, you know, and now he's at tackle, starting his second season at right tackle. So he's got this fiery moxie about him. And, you know, he brings in, like, a lot of energy, man. But he's somebody that plays a really, really big chip on his shoulder. You know, you watched the game yesterday with him and Leonard Floyd, man. They're just going back and forth at it after the whistle, throwing punches, putting the elbow brace on him a little bit. He's rowdy. Trey, man, Trey is, as you know, I mean, you know, you guys see the finishes and the blocks that he does. Trey's very, I'm not going to say he rides a roller coaster, but he's very high in energy and effort when he plays out there. But he's somebody that, man, helps set the tone, and we all kind of lean on up front to do that. Creed, man, when Creed's on now, you know what I mean? Creed's somebody that's, you know, if a pass is dropped or a blitz isn't picked up, he's going to say something to you. Ooh. Like, yeah, Creed's real fiery when he's on. Joe Tooney's real slow and steady, man. He's like a surgeon out there, you know what I mean? He's show up, do his job, get in, get out.
So what's the maddest you've ever seen Creed?
Ooh, maddest I've seen Creed.
Because he's got that – he's a wrestler too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he does.
You're surrounded by all these wrestler guys.
Yeah, I know, man. It's crazy.
So what's – so give me a Creed. Like, give me – when you think, oh, man, Creed's mad. Like,
yeah. You know. Man, gosh, who were we playing this year? I want to say it was the Titans game we were playing this year. And I can't remember specifically what happened, but, man, he was pretty fired up. Maybe somebody missed a catch or something like that, and we got off the field on the third down. And, I mean, he was really fired up, man. But Creed's so competitive, you know what I mean? He's very competitive. We have this sumo drill that Coach Heck has us do. Literally, it's sumo wrestling, and Creed is me and Creed every Wednesday or Thursday we're going against each other. So I can tell you he's one of the strongest on the team. He's very competitive.
Have you won your share against him?
I have not. I have not.
Let's go, Zeus. Let's get Creed. Love Creed, but hey, he needs to lose a few of those.
Yeah.
Again, Orlando Brown Jr. is with us tonight. You got to give us one more Patrick Mahomes. What would he say before we go to break? What would he say to get you ready to beat the Bengals? What's he going to say to you? Let's say it's Wednesday. Wednesday. And he's trying to get you, like, all lathered up for it. What's he going to say to you?
Focus on the fine details.
That's awesome. Orlando Brown Jr., our guest tonight. We're going to be back more with the Chiefs left tackle after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Rams, quick snap. Perkins firing left side, intercepted at the right flat by Snead. Snead at the 25-yard line, at the 20, up the right sideline, inside the 10. Legarius Snead with the pick. Snead gets his first interception this season, the sixth of his career, and the Chiefs take it right back for the Rams and are right back inside the 10-yard line with the Snead pick. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Hy-Vee on 64th Street in the Northland, just west of I-29. Orlando Brown Jr., our special guest tonight. And again, big play. That was
huge. L.J. Snead getting that pick and getting it right back. Again, Orlando Brown Jr., our guest tonight. One of the things that's awesome is you are an NFL legacy, and I had the blessing of calling your dad's games when he played against us. He was a Raven and a Brown.
Yep.
But just how much you think of your dad, like almost every day, and every day for sure you play.
Yeah, man. I mean, every time I touch the field, I mean, every morning, every prayer, man, I'm very blessed and thankful to have had him in my life. Obviously, you know, he passed when I was 15, but up until that point, he was so involved in my life and my football career, teaching me things and different lessons and helping me understand, you know, kind of what it took to get to this position. And, you know, not only that, but sustain it and continue to strive for greatness.
George Karloftis was with us a couple weeks ago. He lost his dad at 13.
Yep.
And he talked about just how difficult that was, but how he also had to kind of just raise up.
Yep.
What about you at 15?
Yeah, man. I'm the oldest of five, so I've got two brothers, two sisters. And my mom and my dad were married, and me and my two brothers, we all three of us come, you know, our parents were together. My sisters are after my parents got divorced. But, man, I mean, it was very hard to embrace that and accept that at the time. And for me, what I was able to lean on was football. And, you know, it was the coping mechanism for me emotionally, which allowed me to, you know, really pour my emotions and, you know, all of those negative thoughts and things that I was worrying about and concerns. I used football for that. And, man, I'm very thankful that this was here for me, you know, and it just allowed me to, you know, get to this point, man, and it's still a motivating factor for me.
Let me tell you what Orlando Brown Jr. is doing, has done, and will do, because his father passed away way too soon as a complication of diabetes. This is the largest network in the National Football League. We have over 100 stations that are listening or have us on tonight. People are following us electronically, right, in different parts of the universe, and many are dealing with diabetes, either type 1 or type 2 diabetes.
Yep.
But you have taken it on, and just recently you have worked in the area of trying to get early detection for type 1 diabetes especially.
Yep.
Tell us about that work and what it means to you.
Yeah, so I've been working with Children's Mercy here in KC for the last year. Some change, man, just as you mentioned with TrialNet, focusing on the prevention of diabetes. Man, it's a very touchy subject for me, obviously, because my dad passed from it. Both of my grandparents, my brother is a type 1 diabetic and was diagnosed when he was 9, 10 years old. So it's a cause that really hits home for me. But, you know, being able to be in position to prevent it, being able to get ahead of it, is very important, man. I'm just very thankful that I'm able to get involved with Children's Mercy and TrialNet research.
I remember doing the big fundraisers for the Diabetes Association here. There's some great technology. Is there not? I mean, the thing
Dexcoms
you wear on your
arms. And
tell us about that and what's just been done there.
Yeah, man, so much research and so much science and technology moving forward, man, on things that help it become easier to manage as far as your carb intake and insulin intake and, you know, all of those things are electronically understood now to where you basically have a pancreas living out on the outside of your body. So,
fantastic.
Yep.
You can see he's living and he is honoring his father by the way he plays football, but also the way he's living his life. Our special guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, three-time Pro Bowler Orlando Brown Jr. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right, Orlando Brown Jr. here. He is going to get us some photos taken with the folks here that are alive. We'll be back to wrap things up as we get ready to, on three, one, two, three, on to Cincinnati. Back to wrap things up on this edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Bryce Perkins stays in the pocket this time. Pass is tipped at the line of scrimmage, intercepted. Nick Bolton is second in as many weeks at the 30-yard line and down to the Rams' 26-yard line. Carlos Dunlap with the deflected pass, one of the top three in NFL history in that regard, tips it, and Bolton with the pick. He'll get used to getting these interceptions every week. Welcome back to the Chiefs Kingdom Show as we wrap things up tonight. Yeah, Nick Bolton is playing incredible football. He's zeroing in on some records as well. 11 tackles in that game last night against the Rams in two straight weeks with an interception. I want to give a shout-out. I know he's got a common name in Shotgun Jackson, but he's our on-site producer. Give a huge shout-out to Shotgun Jackson. Works tirelessly to make sure this show happens. And then going out on the largest network in the National Football League, our studio engineer, Nick Price, helping us out tonight. And how great is Orlando Brown Jr.? Big man with a big game, with a big heart. Lost his dad way too soon at age 15 due to complications from diabetes. But Orlando Brown Jr. dedicating his career and his life to help others out. So we got people that bringing all kinds of hammers here to the stage tonight. A reminder, Kansas City, it's the most wonderful time of the year, right? It's holiday season, Christmas season. It's also football season, and we're ready to get you game ready. Remember this Kingdom Meat Bundle at Hy-Vee. It's awesome for the holidays. Four burgers, four chops, four brats, four chicken breasts, all just $30. And you can score a 10-cent fuel saver with each Kingdom Bundle purchase. So get it from your participating Hy-Vee. Okay, large game this week. The Bengals are playing good football. Yes, they're 7-4, but their three of their four losses are by a combined 8 points. The Bengals have won 7 of their last 9 games. They're in the top 4 in several categories, including they are best in the NFL with 26 drives that have taken at least 5 minutes, and the best in those long drives and having 13 touchdowns in those drives. Joe Burrow's playing good ball, right behind Mahomes in a lot of the statistical categories. And the Bengals football team, of course, remembers beating the Chiefs twice in January last year. Again, the Chiefs trying to keep pace in the crowded AFC. Keeping pace means they're in the pace car. Right now, the Chiefs with the number one seed as it stands after 11 games with a 9-2 record. The Bengals, though, at 7-4, it gets crowded. There's teams in between right there because the Miami Dolphins continue to play good football along with the Buffalo Bills. So a big game this week, but for the Chiefs to try to put it all together, it is time for the Chiefs to put the hammer down, baby. And believe me, we're taking a hammer to Cincinnati because, quoting the legendary Bill Belichick, it is time to be on to Cincinnati. Heck yeah. All right, so get ready. It's Bengals week. The Chiefs taking on Cincinnati for a game 325 again in the Queen City on the state of Ohio. But we're taking Orlando Brown Jr. with us on that plane along with the rest of the offensive line, because the Chiefs right now, the number one team in the AFC, want to stay that way. Next week, we will be in Olathe at 119th and Ridgeview at that location. We're expecting a big show. So that will be next week at 119th and Ridgeview in Olathe. Special thanks to Orlando Brown Jr. Thanks to our sellout crowd, Puppet Ladies, here tonight. And they're listening in North Newton, Massachusetts tonight. Thanks for joining us on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio
You've
Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. As a reminder, you can hear Mitch Holtis with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danon Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.